Interior Minister Mark Oyongo says apart from the relief the Fiasi project will bring to prisoners, it will also impact on the work of prison officers. He said the project is expected to expand prison facilities and ensure that inmates pass their sentence in dignity. Speaking to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News, Mr. Oyongo said championing the cause of the prison service is paramount to his ministry because the state of Ghana's prisons is totally below international standards.
A CRC project, I hope that at the end of the day, we'll be in a position to expand our prison. If we are able to expand our prison, at least the prisoners can live in dignity. Conditions will be improved and they will live in dignity. The prisoners or the prison officers will also be comfortable working in that environment. Apart from that, the ministry as a whole is also championing the introduction of non-custodial sentencing. Because if you look at our prison, the remand prisoners just form about a third of the prison population. And we think that we should be doing something to get these remand cases out of the way. That's why Justice for All program is well embraced by the ministry. And I must congratulate the Justice for All program for the number of prisoners they have so far released, especially those on remand. Quite a good number of them have been released as a result of the effort of the Justice for All program. The ministry is also championing the non-custodial sentencing so that people who commit minor offenses have an option. I mean, there's an alternative sentencing for them. They can be sentenced to do community service instead of being thrown into prison.
With all these that you've been enumerating, how does Ghana stand to gain, especially from the Fiasi project, if it is well implemented?
Ghana is going to benefit tremendously because, say, for example, when we had this launch of the Fiasi project 2 days ago by His Excellency the President, we had a short documentary, and we are convinced that the prisoners in Ghana could be self-sufficient. They can be self-reliant. Government will not need to spend so much money on their app. They are in a position to generate some revenue if they are given the necessary support and assistance. We have vast land, and there is cheap labor. The prisoners can produce. They can go into farming. They can go into small-scale farming. They can go into industry. And at the end of the day, we'll be better off. I'm yearning for the day a prisoner will leave prison and he's given a certain sum of money to go and start a decent life.
Interior Minister Mark Oyongo, the PR of Ghana Prison Service, DSP Vitalis Aye, urged individuals and corporate institutions to support the Fiasi project.
It's anybody's second home because sometimes you don't even know what will take you to prisons. You could leave here after reading the news on your way home. If you are driving, you hit somebody by mistake, by accident, you wouldn't reach your house. You could end up in prison. So that saying, prison could be anybody's second or potential home. That is the meaning. That some people don't intend to go to prison. They didn't prepare to go to prison. By mistake, they were there. Others, somebody might have told a lie on them, and they go to prisons. Just you didn't get legal counsel, proper advice, can land you in prison. So basically, that is the meaning, that anybody, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you commit a crime.
No. And it doesn't also matter your creed, your color, your height, or your size. It is for all of us. It is for all of us.
Now, let's talk about this prison service and overcrowding of inmates. Why do we keep referring to whether the place is overcrowded?
Yeah, it is overcrowded because if you look at the history of the Ghana Prison Service, it dates back to the 18th, 19th century when the colonial master was here. I'm talking about the British. And the first prison we had wasn't a purpose-built prison. That was the Cape Coast Castle. The colonial master put in or arrested people they thought or felt stole from them or offended the law and put them out there. And if you look at it, they converted many of those warehouses into prisons.